Hello, family. This week we are looking at the topic, the fruitful life, focusing on the fruit of the Spirit. And today the fruit I would love to continue with is goodness. Goodness and kindness are the only two fruits that almost often work together. Kindness is an attitude, is the manner in which goodness is demonstrated. But we see that goodness is the very nature of God. God is a good God. We read in Psalm 106 verse 1, "Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Psalm 34 verse 8 read, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." We see in all these scriptures that God is a good God, and God is always demonstrating goodness and kindness to us. But in our born-again spirit is also the ability to be good and to do good to others. We read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 to 9, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness." We see here Paul saying that we were once children of darkness, but now we are children of light. And because we are children of light, we need to walk in all goodness. But how can we walk in all goodness? Because it is a constant fruit that is being produced in us. In our born-again spirit is goodness, the very nature of God. And so we have the ability to always go out there and love on people and be good to people. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 reads, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Here I see Paul admonishing us that whenever we get the opportunity, let's do good to people. Let's try to be a blessing. Let's do things that benefits people. And he also admonishes us to do it to the world and to those who are in the household of faith. Why don't you go out there and be good to someone today? You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.